Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out. Oh, God. Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you on this Monday morning with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We'll hear from Jesse Rogers on the Cubs and the Sox and everything else MLB coming your way in 90 minutes from now. Courtney Cronin with the latest on the Bears and the draft at 9:18. And speaking of the draft, Cap, it is draft week. It is finally here. And we have been crawling to be able to get to this moment, month after month, week after week, talking about the Chicago Bears. First of all, a lot of the offseason, you and I have been talking about Caleb Williams coming to the Bears. There was Caleb deniers thinking that that Justin Fields had another chance. As we continue to tell people, no, there was going to be a deal in place, and Caleb Williams will be the man. And, boy, you talk about trying to get inside his personality and his head. He had a long interview with The Pivot the other day.
So I listened to that whole entire interview twice. I got on the plane. I'm listening to it. I listened to it again last night into this morning on my way in. It's awesome, awesome stuff. We're here. This is draft week. This truly is the dawning of a new era for the Chicago Bears. We have got a brand new offensive coaching staff. We have an unbelievable infrastructure that we've never seen in this town to support said young quarterback, and he will be the guy getting drafted at number one on Thursday. No more do we have to listen to any of this nonsense, trade it for the Hall and do this and do that. This deal you and I have been talking about for a long time. They had to do their due diligence on Caleb, but they were moving on from Justin since mid-last season.
Yeah.
That was it. They were moving on. It was never a discussion point up there at Halas Hall. They were getting a new quarterback.
You know, I find it fascinating how people look at Caleb Williams are uncomfortable with the unconventional. Mm-hmm. Uncomfortable with the unconventional, meaning that he's a young man that has got the world by the balls. He's the number one draft pick in the National Football League. He's going to a world-class city like Chicago. And people want to delve into his personality or his perceived personality versus what he could do for the Chicago Bears. For me, as a Bears fan, Cap, my whole issue is find players to make the team better so we can see them as a perennial playoff team and so I could see the Bears in the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl at least one more time in my lifetime. Because I saw it, and there's so many in our audience, Cap, that are so young, they don't even realize what it's like when the Chicago Bears are good on a regular basis, when they are the front page news, when they're winning playoff games or in the Super Bowl, when they win the Super Bowl. Cap, I lived this as a kid, as a young person. I saw the Bears once again get to the Super Bowl. It was a year that I did not enjoy because there were so many people that had so much backlash on Rex Grossman, did not believe in this team, did not believe in our opportunity to beat the Colts. Yeah, they fell short, but it wasn't the same as 85. And so I want for Caleb Williams, and I want for Ryan Poles, and I want for the Bears and Bears fans to be able to experience what you and I have experienced.
Correct.
Of how it's not, I mean, Cubs won the World Series, and yes, this city was on fire. White Sox win the World Series, and we've seen the Blackhawks win three Stanley Cups. Boy, when the Bears win, amen, but win big and then get on top, it is amazing. The ride is absolutely amazing to see the Chicago Bears on top of the sports world.
1985 was a coronation in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. They went one loss, 15-1, blah, 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 roll all the way, get to the Super Bowl, and just eviscerate the Patriots 46-10. I mean, it's never a game. Now, I want to see us have the Pat Mahomes, the Aaron Rodgers, that guy where you go, oh, God, we got to deal with this guy again.
Yeah.
And I heard the afternoon show Waddle and Sylvie saying the other day, if he is who we think he is, 20 years from now, when you do the Mount Rushmore again of Chicago sports, he'd be number two. Michael will never be replaced, but he would be number two. But the pivot interview, which you can find on social media, it's Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor. And they're sitting in Caleb's penthouse apartment in L.A., where you can see the stadium where they play, the Coliseum, right out the window. And he is open and honest and a hint of self-confidence that shines through that this is where I'm meant to be. This is what I've been working my entire life for. And he brought up the painted nails and the this and the crying with your mom. And he answered all of it. It is football porn, man. It is unbelievable. And I kept saying to you, Hoodie, see that light down at the tunnel? It's getting a little brighter. It's a freaking train with a Bears logo. It's about to pull into the station on Thursday night.
Let's give a sample of the pivot with Caleb Williams speaking about a lot of different topics, including the number one thing, how is he going to help the Bears?
85 Bears. One is through my care, one for football, one for my teammates, but also something that I've done myself is community-wise, bringing the whole landscape together. I did it at Gonzaga. I've done it here at USC. I mean, we've sold out games here at USC, and that hasn't been done in a couple years. You know, bringing the fans back, bringing the love and joy. One of the things that I get a lot is kind of what we spoke about when I first sat down is I get a lot of, like, thank yous from USC fans, yeah, and people around the city, not just at the games, but I mean, I'd be a honor bar and you know, Bev Hills, and I get a, you know, a random thank you for doing this for USC. So bringing the community and showing my care for all three levels of for myself, a ball, for my teammates, and then for the community that makes game days, the game,
yep,
everything, the city, lively and fun and enjoyable and all of that. And that's kind of three things is care. Care goes a long way. Places that love football, places that care about football, places that have the same, you know, goals and aspirations in mind.
Thoughts there from Caleb Williams from The Pivot. You know, I think it needs to be said that when you are playing for USC, it is a pressure cooker. You say, well, there's nothing more pressurized than the Chicago Bears. True, on the football level for the NFL and in the city, there's no doubt. But Cap, when it comes to USC, you know, the Rams and the Chargers, they don't resonate. But the pro team in Los Angeles is USC.
Correct.
And so you're thinking about all kind of reporters up and down Orange County that's asking all these questions about USC, because he talks about how that place was sold out because he was the attraction. The offense was the attraction for USC. Clearly, if you take a look at the numbers, it had to be a reason to go.
Correct.
It kind of reminds you of Arena League football, didn't it? But with some of those crazy numbers that they put up offensively. But the point is, Cap, is that he had plenty of pressure. Now, it's different in the NFL, but boy, the litmus test and whether you can handle pressure, everyone asking, why'd you lose that game? Why'd you have that turnover? Why's your team underachieving? He got a lot of that with the LA media.
He did. And that whole interview, I mean, I highly recommend just look up on social media, The Pivot. And it is Ryan Clark's, I guess, video podcast, YouTube show with Channing Crowder and with Fred Taylor. And it is, I mean, they get into every topic. And the painted nails to the crying to the mom to I'm chasing one guy, 12. Were you a Commanders fan? You remember all this. You grew up a Commanders fan. How can you not trade him for the Hall to the Commanders? No, was not a Commanders fan. Aaron Rodgers fan. He said, so I rooted for Green Bay, but I did not follow him to the Jets. And he said, I don't have a team. I just want to win. It's all I care about. Just win. Whatever it takes.
Sounds strange for Caleb Williams to be a Chicago Bear and grew up as a Commanders fan, but...
My dad tried to raise me to be a Redskins fan is what I knew it as back then.
Right.
Now Washington Commanders. I couldn't get into it. I don't have a team now. My team was Green Bay when Aaron Rodgers was there because of Aaron. I'm a player guy and Aaron Rodgers is my guy, but I couldn't join the bandwagon. I'm still Aaron Rodgers fan. He's still my guy, but I couldn't join the bandwagon of becoming a Jets fan. I couldn't do it. So I'm still an Aaron Rodgers fan. If he's playing for somebody, I'm a root for him and things like that. So that's my answer to that.
About that,
right? And a lot of the analysts and draft experts have compared the way he plays. They said he's got some Mahomes with the creativity out of the pocket, but he plays much more like Aaron Rodgers in the position. If he's as good as Aaron Rodgers, sign me the heck up.
Well, Cap, it is a there's a generation gap there. You get it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers been in the game what around 20 years.
Yep.
I mean, so you can understand why a young man says the way that guy plays, the way he has his footwork, the way he seems calm at all times. Yeah, I can relate to that. And so Caleb Williams looks at him kind of like how young NBA players look at LeBron in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this old learning tree that's been around for 20 years. Well, I grew up watching him. There's young people that grew up watching LeBron is playing against LeBron right now in the league. So I get that from Caleb Williams. I know, listen, for the guy with the gnarled fingers that's there slamming down, you know, Pat's Blue Ribbon, they're not going to be happy after hearing that. It's like, this guy was an Aaron Rodgers. Hey, man, you got to be able to look at greatness and say, how can I get there? Aaron Rodgers is one of the great quarterbacks that we've ever seen. He just is.
Correct.
Look at the numbers. Look at the hammer that he's put down on the Bears for years and years and years. You can't deny his greatness. Now, as much as I dislike the idea that the Packers have been burying the Bears for such a long time, and now Jordan Love is carrying that mantle, apparently, the point is that Aaron Rodgers has been great. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. He's an amazing football player, one of the five or six or seven greatest quarterbacks to ever play the sport. Because he tortured our favorite team. Sucked. When he runs that end zone. I own you. Well, guess what? We may have a new owner rolling into town on Thursday night.
Well, that's the hope. That's the hope. For 10 plus years, that is the hope. Because it's needed. I've seen great defenses before. I've seen great running backs before. Haven't seen a great quarterback. I'm checking off lists as I round the back nine in my life, Cap. I'm checking off the list of things that I've enjoyed and I've seen from my Chicago sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
The franchise quarterback that you and I have not checked that off just as of yet.
That's the only box. I saw the Bulls.
Yeah.
I mean, the greatest of all time right there. Saw my Cubs win. Saw the White Sox win. Saw the Blackhawks win 3. Saw the Sky win. I haven't ever seen a quarterback like this.
Kendall? We turn now to
That's it.
Sky win the championship. This is incredible. I mean, Kendall. We turn now to Caleb Williams.
That was the me hosting the parade.
Kendall.
I don't have much for you.
So before we go to the phone lines, let's open the phone lines now, Shay. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. One of the things that's really dangerous is the comparisons, because we see Caleb Williams as a college quarterback and everyone makes this connection of he could be one of the all time greatest. And he's compared to this person before he even takes a snap yet. There's a skill set and there's always shades of a certain quarterback or a certain player. He goes, well, you know what? That skill set reminds me of blank. But those comparisons could be wild and they could be crazy. Because you could be saddled with those even though you didn't ask for it. He just comes in as Caleb Williams. And someone says, boy, you remind me of Patrick Mahomes. Well, wow, that's a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stretch. Because if he's not, if he's way less than that, then he's baby Jordan.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, right?
Right, right. And the young go, who? Yeah, there was a kid named Harold Miner from USC, ironically, that they called Baby Jordan, and he was a bust in the end.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. So let's ask this question. 312-332-3776. Bears fans, this is draft week. We're finally here. What is your excitement level for the Bears right now? Your excitement level for the Chicago Bears as we are getting closer and closer to the draft. I mean, 10 would be exciting and 1 would be the lowest. Are you a 5 or a 6? Where's your number as you drive along this morning? What's your excitement level about here we are with draft week and Caleb Williams is about to be a Bear?
And we also need to play him where he was when he found out the Bears traded Justin. So we'll get to that.
Yep. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We're just trying to gauge your interest and your excitement about what's going to happen this week with the draft for the Chicago Bears. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood are back.
We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's a Cap and Jay Hood morning show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to let you know that we're going to qualify one person for a $1,000 free bet at Club Hawthorne when you hear the horse gallop in the 8 o'clock hour. So think about it. We got the Kentucky Derby. We got the Preakness. We got the Belmont. We've got all of the great races right around the corner, Cap. And so we're going to qualify a person for a $1,000 free bet at Club Hawthorne.
No, did you say when you hear a horse gallop?
Yeah, the horse gallop, yeah.
That's Secretariat. We speak more reverentially.
Oh.
With reverence. And you hear Secretariat gallop. Okay. That's when you call it.
All right. I beg your pardon. I probably should have mentioned that. I forgot that you were there with the audio live when he was galloping.
I was.
So that's the.
I was 12 years old.
Yes, the authentic gallop of Secretariat. So we'll have that.
That's correct. I had a little Marantz recorder, and I was there when I was 12.
We are gauging your excitement about the Chicago Bears because, by God, the draft is finally here. 312-332-3776 is our telephone number.
He also, on this pivot interview he mm-hmm. did with Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, Fred Taylor. If you haven't heard it, if you get some time, play it on the Bluetooth in your car, play it wherever, and just enjoy it while you eat your lunch. It is outstanding stuff. They get into everything, as I said to Hoodie earlier, from the painted nails to the crying with his mom to this to that, to the ghost he's chasing, who happened to wear number 12, to where was he when Justin Fields got traded?
I was in the car. I was driving to a business meeting, and I'm listening to music, bobbing my head. I probably got on Drake, and I'm chilling. I'm in West Hollywood area driving to a business meeting, and all I see is my phone explodes, whether it's actual just regular fans or whether it's ESPN, whether it's, you know, whatever the case may be. And I pick up my phone and it's going off and I'm trying to figure out what just happened, because it went from just nothing and maybe a couple of texts to just like phone just do-do-do-do-do. I end up calling a couple of people and it's just like, well, we know where their mind and heart is at this instance. Let's prepare, get ready, and handle things, you know, accordingly, and you know, still do our, you know, due diligence on the situation and things like that. But in that moment, it was just like, it was kind of like, wow, because I didn't do my top 30, you know, visit yet. They didn't have my medicals and things like that. So they have it all now, but it's nothing. But it was, you know, and had a good time in my top 30, but. Yeah, it was interesting right then in that moment, because it was just so unexpected in that instance.
So thoughts from Caleb Williams.
So when he said, wow, we know where their mind is at, and they didn't have my medicals, he hadn't made his top 30 visit. And there are people this weekend on social media, I was scrolling through it on the plane yesterday, and they're like, wait. You really didn't know his medicals and you traded Justin? Yes, I've been screaming since last December this was done. Done! Did not mean the evaluation of Caleb was done, but whether it was Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, they were moving on. There was never, ever a discussion trade and use the hall bell that Hoodie's got right over there.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hall bell.
That was never in play. Ever. They were moving on, and they wanted it to be Caleb, and he has checked every box. And when he puts the navy blue suit, which he talks about, he said, it's going to be me, but it's navy blue. It's got some silver and gray kind of in it. He said, it's a businessman look, but it's got some of me. He said, I'm ready. Let's go.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
Caleb Williams.
That's it.
So let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. That gives you an idea of what Caleb Williams had to say on the Pivot podcast. What's your excitement level about the Bears? 1 through 10. Excited, obviously, we number 10 based on what we got to have this week. Thursday is the draft, and so but there's still some mystery to it, especially with the number 9 pick. To the phone lines we go. We say hello to Pat in Plainfield. He's with us on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Just calling. So my excitement level is probably a 20, but I'm also kind of, like, I guess cautiously optimistic just because in my 35 years of being a Bears fan, like, I've been let down so many times. And with USC quarterbacks like Matt Leinart, Mark Sanchez, Sam Darnold, like, how nervous should I be, I guess?
No, I think that you should be cautiously optimistic, but I'll tell you, Pat, that for me, I've been really excited, but it started before the draft this week. It started with free agency. Now, I've been on cloud nine about the amount of moves that the Bears have made because you and I and Cap and all the rest of the Bears fans aren't used to this flurry of moves. Look at what they've been able to do. Upgrading at the free safety spot, getting a new running back, getting a new wide receiver, getting three offensive linemen. Now, again, activity doesn't necessarily mean accomplishment, but you are addressing holes on your roster. So I've been excited from that standpoint. It's only going to get higher as we find out what they're going to do in the first round. But you're good, Pat, to be cautiously optimistic because we all should be as a fan.
Yeah, look, this is a legacy-defining decision by Ryan Poles. It is.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else in the class becomes Patrick Mahomes and we've got another Mitchell Trubisky, he probably loses his gig. And he's okay with that. He understands that. I've asked him that question. He said, when we make this pick, whoever it is, as we go through the eval, if we miss and Justin becomes a star in Pittsburgh and Bo Nix is the best quarterback out of the class, this is why you do it. You make these tough decisions.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. So we got a 20 out of the box when we ask the question, what is your excitement level about the Bears this week on draft week? We say hello to JP in Humboldt Park. He's with us on Cap and J Hood. Hey, JP, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing this week?
We are
awesome.
Great.
Awesome.
Well, here's where I'm at. Because a couple weeks ago, I called in. You know, I'm the trucker JT guy that couldn't really get excited and everything. And going into this week, I'm like of the opinion of, yeah, everything sounds nice. And I did watch the whole interview because I was in New York and I was traveling back to Illinois and everything. So mm-hmm. I watched the whole interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he seems like a nice kid and everything looks okay and everything like that. But I'm of the opinion of, I trust Ryan Poles. But I'm of the opinion, like, I'm the Ronald Reagan phrase, trust but verify, you know? So
mm-hmm.
that's where I'm at. Like, everything sounds nice, but before I throw all my cards in, let me just see it on the field. That's what I mean by verify. You know, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. But, okay, here's what I would say to you, JP. Look, I'm the guy who pushes his heart all in. If it's something I really, really, really want, I'm all in. Whether it's this year's Cubs team, let's go. This year's Bears team, let's go. Because I can't be the guy that's just not my personality. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. I hope he's good. If they're really good, then I'll jump it. Nope. I am going to jump off the 99th floor without a parachute. And I'm going all in, and hopefully the ride ends beautifully.
Hey, man, you fan how you want to fan, but this whole double dutch thing on the outside of the double dutch rope, and I don't know if I should get in or not, and then jumping in. All I know is that if you're a Bears fan, you're in it. You're in it, unless you're out of it.
Right. If you're a Bears, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. Just you're in it, Cap. Like no matter what, you may question the moves or not sure about the moves, but ultimately you're still in it.
You're in. That's our guy. So, I mean, when Commissioner Goodell plays that little jingle plays with the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, Chicago Bears, thank you, Jay Moore, select Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC. If you're a Bears fan, that's your guy. That's it. That's why if they hadn't picked him and they had traded the pick and kept Justin, I'm still rooting for the Bears. I said it a billion times. It's not the decision I would have made, but I would. That's still our guy. He's not anymore.
Could the Bears be seriously considering moving up in the draft? We'll address that. And also, something else from Caleb Williams that you might have missed that you need to hear. That's coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
The Cubs split the weekend series with the Miami Marlins, who are awful, losing yesterday in the finale 6-3. Kyle Hendricks got the start for the Cubs, went four innings, allowed four runs on six hits, struck out five. Drew Smyly gave up two runs at 2 1/3 inning of relief. Cubs get today off. They start a home series with Houston tomorrow. White Sox swept away in Philadelphia over the weekend, falling to 3-18 on the season after being outscored 24-7 in the three-game series. Sox will start a series with the struggling Minnesota Twins tonight. First pitch at 6:40 right here on ESPN 1000 from Minneapolis. And after being eliminated from the play-in Friday, Arturas Karnaschovas woke up and vowed to make changes to the Bulls this offseason and said he takes full responsibility for missing the playoffs in consecutive seasons. Jay Moore.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Welcome
back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with you until 10 o'clock then. Mike Greenberg comes in at 10, followed by Carmen Yurko 12-3. Waddle and Sylvie 2:30-6 into White Sox baseball's. Cap mentions they take on the Minnesota Twins right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about the Bears. It is draft week. And, of course, you got full coverage of the Bears on the ESPN Chicago app and right here on ESPN 1000. All the podcasts and all of the videos on our YouTube, youtube.com. Look for ESPN Chicago there. We got you covered as we lead you into Thursday in the draft. We're asking the question, what is your excitement level about the Bears? Is it 1? Is it 10? Is it somewhere in between? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap, also, we've been talking about the Pivot Podcast, hosted by Ryan Clark. He's a lead on that show. And Caleb Williams, the heir apparent to Justin Fields, he had a lot to say on that podcast.
He did. He talked about the painted nails. And I was not aware, not that it matters, that Jimmy Butler paints his nails. That came out in the interview. And he talked about how this moment on Thursday is what he has been working for better part of a decade when he was a little kid, told his dad. And his dad said, okay, if that's what you want, then we're going to live that life starting right this second. So if you're going to commit that lifestyle, it's not easy.
He talked a little bit about the comparisons to Rodgers and Mahomes, the way he plays. Listen.
Makes you feel good. So I mimic my game after, you know, it's like the
Kobe MJ.
It's like the Kobe MJ kind of thing where you know, you watch and you mimic and you okay, I'm going to go try this while I'm training. I'm going to go try this, the little foot pop. I'm going to try this, you know, throwing my body this way and throwing it back over my head this way, and like he did versus the Vikings in between, you know, 2-3 guys with a D in his face and things like that. So when I was like his second year in the league, third year in the league. So just, you know, trying things like that at a young age, trying things that Patrick Mahomes does, trying things that, you know, Tom Brady does, watching Tom Brady, and you can see in his eyes, like, okay, this is a switch that happened when, you know. So it's like I said, sitting back, watching, learning, taking in, you know, what I can take in and adapt to my game. In my best way possible and make it my own.
The thoughts there from Caleb Williams on the Pivot Podcast.
Yeah, he talked about that. There's also another part, and we'll play it, where he says,
chasing one guy. 12.
Have you talked to, have you met Tom? Hasn't met him, but they've texted and he took notes from everything Tom told him about football has to be number one. That's it. If this is what you want, understand it's number one. How you train, how you eat, how you live, how you sleep. He even mentioned about getting his sleep. You have to be locked in. Like his idea of a big night, he's got a girlfriend. She's Danish. He said, we dated, then they broke up because she moved back to Europe. Now they're back together. And he said he and her and some friends would get together and build Legos. And Danny Crowder's like, let's go out tonight. Or Fred Taylor, let's go out tonight. I can teach you a few things.
I'm sure
like,
he could.
He's like, and Ryan Clark, no. He doesn't need that.
I'm sure he could.
He's like, Lego parties? He goes, well, I don't know if I'd call it a party. But yeah, and he's got these amazing Legos where they all would build them together. And
still kids, man.
Yeah, they're kids.
Yeah.
But he's excited. He said, all I know about Chicago is that they love their sports. And Ryan Clark said, yeah, they love their teams.
Yeah.
But there's going to be pressure. And he understands it, and he's ready to eat it for breakfast.
I mean, he's already dealt with pressure in college. Now, again, there's a difference between college and the pros when it comes to pressure cap. But, I mean, in a big program, in a blue blood program like USC, I mean, there is a lot of pressure to be able to win there. Now, I mean, they are cutting you down in the LA Times if you're not getting the job done, because USC football means everything to that area. Not the Rams, not the Chargers. Even the Rams just got through winning the Super Bowl a couple years ago. That means nothing to that area. They want their USC Trojans to win. That's their football team. Number one. It galvanizes the city from a football standpoint.
Correct.
In that region.
Correct.
So we're just getting your thoughts, because Cap and I are excited. The only thing is, the difference, I think, for us, Cap, is you and I have been excited since the end of the season as far as free agency is concerned.
Correct.
We haven't had this flurry of movement in free agency this offseason in a long time.
Or trade.
Like this.
Keenan Allen. Okay. Correct.
Fireworks everywhere.
Correct.
So let's go to the phone lines to talk to you. Joey G is with us on Cap and J-Hood. Joey G, good morning.
What's up, Joey?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good. Ready to go.
Excited. Really good, Cap.
It was awesome. Awesome.
God bless. Look, the kid, here, out of 1 to 10, he's an 8. That's how excited I am.
Mm-hmm.
9 and 10 is Eberflus. Still bothers me and worries me. This kid is the next, you're going to run down the thing next year. It'll be Patrick Mahomes. It'll be Caleb Williams in the top 5 quarterbacks next year. This kid is the kid. Period.
I hope you're right. I don't, look, Matt Eberflus, a lot of people still are, why didn't we change coaches? Why didn't we upgrade coaches? People in that building love this dude. Okay.
That doesn't mean I gotta love him.
No, but Ryan Poles obviously does. From what I was told over the weekend, I was on the phones on Friday, someone up there said, listen to me. Kevin Warren and George were like, it's your shop. You call it. If you want to bring him back, bring him back. If you don't want to bring him back, don't bring him back. It's your call. He's like, that's my guy. And the players love playing for him. We're going to find out. They changed out the offensive coaching staff in large part, kept Chris Morgan, the O-line coach, who they love, and his assistant. But they changed a lot. It's all built for Caleb Williams. We're going to find out.
Yeah, I just, you know, when some callers say, I'll see when I believe it, the same thing with a 10-24 football coach.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you're optimistic about the ball club. I'm not sure about Eberflus in that position. I really believe that that's something that they should have been able to do. No matter what they say, I'm the Bears fan. I mean, of course, they love their personnel and their players until they don't. For me, on the outside, from day one, told you that this is a transition to something better. Now, here's the thing. Things could turn for Eberflus, even though I don't like him, based on the amount of personnel and coaching changes that have been made up there. Mm-hmm. Don't mean I got to like it. Doesn't mean I have to like it. I like what the Bears have done as far as a personnel standpoint, but him leading the charge and being the face of it, he's got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. And it starts with his defense first. We've been asking for changes. We got some changes. If that defense is still okay but not stellar, that's a problem because this is his defense ultimately.
But it finished as one of the top defenses in the National Football League from the moment they acquired Montez Sweat on.
Yeah. And what was the record? That's what matters. That's what matters. I'm not looking for small wins. I'm looking for wins in the like the one loss column. That matters.
Correct. But he had zero chances first year. No chance.
How about last year? A little better, right?
Again, they finished pretty strong. Now, I would ask you this question. I'd love to hear your answer to this. Do you trust Ryan Poles to make this quarterback pick?
Of course.
Do you trust him at pick 9?
Yeah, you know I do.
Then trust him on what he's doing with his coach until he decides to make a change. He had full autonomy to go, I can go get Mike Vrabel. I could get in the Jim Harbaugh pool and see if I could get him. Nope, I want that guy. So I guess we have to trust him, right?
I trust Ryan Poles because of what he's been able to build. However, the head coach that's in place is the same ones that we had a problem with clock management, the same ones that we had is from a PR standpoint. So all those things don't go away, Cap. Like what's happened with Caleb Williams is not the elixir to the past problems of Matt Eberflus as the head coach of the football team. Let's just get that straight right now. That guy still has something to prove to me. Just like the young personnel that's going to be on this football team, just like the veterans that they chose, everyone needs to be proven. It's all a proving ground. You only had 7 wins last year. We're hoping for them to be able to make that leap into the playoffs like the Houston Texans.
Correct.
That's what we're looking for.
Correct.
So he's still going to be held accountable. It's because everything looks rosy now and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Remember, that guy's still the head coach. That still matters.
Agreed.
And ultimately he's the DC. Let's see how this defense works. If he's already got some new parts for it. His secondary and his linebackers are fantastic. I want to know if they can get to the quarterback besides Montez Sweat. Whoever they choose, that matters too. That falls at his feet.
Maybe it's a trade down and they get Shea's guy, Jared Verse, or they get Dallas Turner, or they get Latu out of UCLA, or maybe they get Byron Murphy, the D tackle from Texas, as has been speculated. Or maybe they trade up and get Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers.
Anything's possible. You're the head of the draft, and also you have a pick at 9. There's a lot of movement that you can still make. If you're on hold, you will be on the air. 312-332-3776. Could the Bears be seriously considering moving up in the draft? And just getting your pulse as a Bears fan, 1 through 10, how excited are you for draft week on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000?
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood. You're officially locked in. Put your hands up in the sky. On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking to you about the Bears. 312-332-3776 our phone number. Your level of excitement about the Bears as we're here at draft week. As we say hello to Joe, who's in the south suburbs with us on Captain Jay Hood. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thanks for checking in.
What's up, Joe?
My enthusiasm level is a 7. I've been a Bears fan since 1977.
And you're not that old, Joe.
I'm a Justin Fields fan.
Okay. So, nothing wrong with that. He was a great person when he was here.
But I would say this much. I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, I know everybody's anointing Caleb Williams, the next coming of Joe Montana or Patrick Mahomes, but I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to give him a chance. Like I said, I'm one of those fans, you're going to have to win me over, you know, because I'm still a Justin Field guy.
Dang.
But you're still going to stick with the Bears.
And I think with the ninth pick,
the Bears are going to take. Joe? I asked you a question. Yep. I said, so you're still going to stick with the Bears, right?
I'm going to be a Bear fan until the day I die.
All right. Well, at least we got that on vinyl.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
we'll take it.
You think so? Joe, we appreciate the telephone call. Henry in Cherville has been patient on Cap and Jay Hood. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're great.
Awesome, man. It's draft week.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. Here's why I'm not excited about the draft. The Cap and Jay Hood bingo, it's going away. We're not going to have the hall.
Damn.
You know, we're not going to be locked in with the Hall anymore. But I'll tell you what, I want us to get that pass rusher at 9. We broke Khalil Mack's back out here, having him by himself with no help. I don't want to do the same thing to the guy we got now from Washington. I want to get a pass rusher at 9. I don't want to trade up. I want to trade back. No more Halls. Just let's get the last piece for this defense and let's go.
But you're not excited about the draft.
Well, it's because the Cap and Jay Hood bingo. I mean, here, just for those playing along at home, Jack Sanborn. Luke Getsy. All right, somebody got a Cap and Jay Hood bingo out of there.
There you go.
Not a lot of squares in that bingo game.
There's a lot of squares.
It didn't sound like a lot there. It sounds like he was just getting it underway.
Tyson Bagent would be one of the squares.
Yeah.
Who he had on was great to talk to.
You know, it was part of that Cap and Jay Hood football bingo is the football storylines with the Bears. that's why if you're going to make a Cap and Jay Hood Chicago Bears bingo card, it's actually talking about all the stories that's around the team. Holes, Eberflus, Tyson Bagent, Jack Sanborn, right? Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, all the things we've talked about for the last 4 months.
And all of that moves to once the pick is made, when we come in on Friday, okay, here's our new reality. We've got this amazing opportunity. Now we got to develop them.
On 294, here's Steve on Cap and Jay Hood as we talk about the Bears on ESPN 1000. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bears. It's a great week.
Bear down.
Oh, man, it's an awesome week.
I mean, incredible. I'm really excited. I tell you what, since I've been on the phone, I went from 7-5 to a solid 8-5.
Love it.
Because, you know, it's going to be hopefully the start of a great era. And I believe in polls, you know. Truth will see if, like, you know, in years 2 and 3 after this, if he's a consistent 12-win team, which is what we hope. Yeah. But all in all, really, really excited.
I think we all are.
Thanks,
man. And just to reiterate for our new audience, Cap, as I mentioned, we've been excited just based on the free agency. This is just going to be the cherry on the Bears Sunday, the draft.
Correct.
Because Caleb Williams is the beginning of this, and then what's going to happen at 9, and then it's the rest. But ultimately, here you go. This is it.
And what I love about Poles is he's like the dudes at 1901 West Madison, the Bulls guys. We feel we need to make changes now. Been screaming that for 3 years that you are tourists. Now you want me to believe you? Sorry, you had your chance. You had it. Go get Bob Myers, please. Get those guys out of here. Poles, every day he's always going, that guy got waived. Maybe I can use him. Oh, that guy's available. Maybe I can get him. He's always looking to take the next step.
Brooklyn, New York, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Derek on Cap and Jay Hood. Derek, good morning.
Yo, good morning, Cap Hoodie. What's cracking?
What's up, kid? We ready? Let's
go. My brothers, man, I'm so ready. My excitement is on 1,000, but actually, I'm more excited about the 9th pick because we already know who we're going to draft number one. So my excitement is more toward who or what Poe's going to do with the 9th pick. Either he's going to select somebody or he's going to trade back or whatever, you know. That's what my excitement, just to know what that 9th pick is going to be. Because we already know, we've been talking for a couple of months now about Caleb. We all know that Caleb is going to be the number one pick. So the unknown is the 9th pick and what's going to happen with that and everything else behind that. You feel me?
Yes, 100%. Now, what if I told you that they traded up and they got Marvin Harrison or Neighbors?
Listen, whatever Poles chooses to do in that scenario, I will not be upset with him. I'm even going to say this. I wouldn't be upset if he took one of the second-round picks from next year and used it to make a move in this year's draft. I have no issues with how Poles works his magic because he does everything for a reason. Like, when he does something, to the Bears fans out there real quick, don't think if he does happen to use one of them second-round picks next year to make a move in this year's draft, don't be upset with the man. The man is calculated. He knows what he's doing. He has a plan, Bears fans. So bear down. Let's go. Draft, baby. Let's get Caleb. The new era of the Bears football is coming. Listen, 32 points a game, baby. 32 points a game next season.
Your lips to God's ears. Shout or no shot in 2 minutes on Cap and Jay Hood.